local stories. This is the All Local on KNX 1070 News Radio.
This is Southern California's only 24-hour local news and traffic station, KNX 1070 News Radio. Good morning, I'm Chris Seidens. It is our top local story. Next month, mid-November, marks an important legal deadline for former Boy Scouts alleging they were sexually abused while members of the program.
People who claim sexual abuse while members of the Boy Scouts have just a matter of days to file a claim for damages.
The deadline for people to come forward is November 16th. You don't get your proof of claim filed in the bankruptcy, you're barred forever from ever suing the Boy Scouts of America.
Attorney Timothy Kosnoff speaking with KNX. He says nationwide, the number of cases will dwarf those previously filed against the Catholic Church.
Discussions with other law firms, it's probably going to be 50 to 75,000 by November 16th.
Payouts to victims will likely come next year from insurance companies, also from the assets of the Boy Scouts organization, currently estimated at around $6 billion. Craig Figner, KNX 1070 News Radio.
California finally beginning to climb out of the depth of the jobs crisis triggered by the pandemic. Jobless claims last week fell to less than 160,000. That's the lowest level in 6 months, way lower than the average of more than 200,000 new applications a week. Former State Employment Chief Michael Burnick tells KNX the latest numbers also show a big drop in claims by independent contractors for pandemic unemployment assistance, a program bedeviled by fraud.
The new verification system that EDD put in based on the strike force recommendation clearly is having some immediate impact and hopefully will have longer impact in terms of not only fraud, but also in expediting claims. Now, in the past couple weeks, we're learning just how much the system was infiltrated by relatively sophisticated fraud gangs.
Burnick tells us that while layoffs are finally slowing down, the overall economy remains weak, and small firms keep going out of business. Street takeovers in Orange County kill one person and land two others in the hospital.
It's become an all-too-familiar sound during this pandemic. The squealing tires of so-called sideshows and intersections and parking lots. At Anaheim Plaza, an 18-year-old girl was hit by a car doing donuts. Cell phone video caught her flying through the air and smashing to the ground, unresponsive as police arrived. She is expected to survive. Driver of the car was arrested, now faces a list of charges. Here's Sergeant Jake Gallagher with Anaheim PD.
Felony hit and run, felony reckless driving causing great bodily injury, and assault with a deadly weapon, non-firearm.
In Costa Mesa, another takeover. A truck involved rolled over. A passenger was killed, another injured, and the driver arrested. The takeovers have become an almost nightly occurrence in some parts of Southern California, weekly in others. Police say they do what they can, but this very dangerous problem is also, they say, very difficult to stop. Vicki Moore, KNX 1070 News Radio.
A 12-inch cast iron water main burst early this morning, sending a river of water flowing downhill on Cahuenga Boulevard, where it started pooling up next to the 101 freeway.
And it was deep enough that you weren't sure if it was safe enough to walk through or even drive through. A drain was apparently blocked by debris, creating a pond in front of some homes and some apartments. It was quite a shock for people getting ready to go to work.
I mean, I'm going to try to go later, maybe, but after this is done, maybe I'll check back in a few hours.
Work crews brought in a backhoe, and a couple of men with shovels helped clear out some debris, allowing the pool of water to flow right down the drain. That left the pavement covered in mud and some damaged and flooded garages at the very least. Meantime, the water was still flowing as DWP tried to patch up the broken pipe. In Hollywood, John Baird, KNX 1070.
Many Californians have doubts about the safety of COVID-19 vaccines. According to a new survey from the Public Policy Institute of California, 40% remain unconvinced that they will get immunized if a shot is available today. Poll director Mark Baldassare tells KNX it's a very tough sell.
Two-thirds of Californians said that they were concerned that the approval of the vaccine will move too fast without fully establishing it as safe and effective. And only about a quarter said that they were more concerned that it will move too slow. So there's a lot of concern about the vaccine.
The majority, however, do say they'd likely get a vaccine, 57% reporting confidence in the hypothetical vaccine. City Council in Redondo Beach giving approval for a temporary homeless shelter near the South Bay Galleria. It will house the homeless for at least 6 months. Councilmember John Grand says the site sits between train tracks and a cemetery.
It's not like we're going to be able to find a place that has equidistance from everywhere and that we can all agree on.
The site will be the first homeless shelter in the South Bay Beach City. The project will include 15 pre-made pallet shelters, modules made of aluminum and composite materials that can sleep up to two people each. An outside law firm will investigate allegations that a longtime advisor to Mayor Eric Garcetti sexually harassed an LAPD officer. The city of Los Angeles hired the firm to look into accusations against Rick Jacobs. He's facing several new allegations of misconduct after two more people came forward earlier this week. According to the LA Times, the firm was actually hired back in September as part of the city's representation in the LAPD officer's case.
The KNX All Local is updated multiple times a day, but for the latest news and traffic, listen live to KNX anytime on Alexa by saying, "Alexa, play KNX 1070. You can also listen at KNX1070.com, radio.com, and KNX 1070 AM, news radio.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.